I'd like now to welcome Taylor Selby. He is the Executive Director of EarthCare International, and Bianca Soposi-Belknap is here, and Mercedes Downing, who are also with this wonderful organization. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
So, Taylor, let's start with you. What is EarthCare International?
EarthCare International is a nonprofit. We're located here in Santa Fe. We've been doing great work in the community for 6 years now. And our mission is to educate and empower youth to create a thriving, just, and sustainable world.
And unlike many environmental organizations, youth are not only involved in terms of educational programs, you guys, you too, are very much part of the daily operations of the organization.
Yeah, we are. But actually, Bianca is the coordinator for Youth Allies. So she's not much older than me, but a little older than me.
It's all relative, right?
Yeah. But actually, she's the coordinator for Youth Allies, and that's where people my age, well, actually, I'm the youngest, so people above my age.
Are you in high school? College?
I'm going to be in high school.
You're going to be in high school?
Yeah, I would be a freshman.
Oh, okay. I don't have the slightest idea by looking at people how old they are. And it's radio, so yeah. We can't tell anyway. So
I'm old. I'm 37.
Good heavens.
Yeah, I know. I'm ancient.
So we have young people who serve on our staff, and then also young people who serve on our board, and Mercedes is a board member, and so she's actually Taylor's boss.
Yep. It's a nice switch, isn't it?
Interesting way that works.
Well, with the way we look at sustainability is it's also social justice as well, and it's also a democratic process, so we think that the young people that we serve should have a say in what we do. So that's why we put them on the board. So we actually have 5 youth that sit on our board of directors.
So what is actually the Youth Allies program?
The Youth Allies program is a group of very diverse youth, and we all get together and we learn about sustainability and the ecosystems and the environment and just all kinds of stuff like that. And we did stuff like water testing. But before we got to like hands-on stuff, they taught us. So that we would know what's going on. We wouldn't like just be out there being weird, like not having an idea what we're doing. Because if we don't understand why we need to test the water, then it's kind of stupid if we test it.
So, for example, let's stay with that. What did you find when you tested the water? What water did you test?
We tested the water in the Santa Fe River, right?
Uh-huh. We went up to the reservoir, and actually what we did is we worked with another organization, which we also like to do, make our programming as collaborative as possible. So we worked with River Source, and we went up to the reservoir, and we tested the water there, and then we compared the results to some testing that they'd done with another group below the water treatment plant and saw what the difference was and so kind of what the impact in Santa Fe is. And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of the work that we do, we try to make it so that we're not only doing something like that, which we call, you know, service learning, but also that extends beyond an individual isolated event where people are engaging with the community to actually moving into action. And so from the young people's work around water this year, they decided that they wanted to work on community gardens and stuff like that to try to create other ways of doing things and create a more sustainable food system here, and also then looking at how water interfaces in terms of our food system and how we're using for water for things like development and not for agriculture. And so trying to tie, you know, simple sort of field trips or community service or service learning activities into larger projects where the young people are really kind of determining what they're interested in and then trying to make real concrete changes in the community. So they installed a garden at EarthCare, and then different students did different work. Mercedes been on the radio a bunch this year, but the idea is to not only have the youth experience things that kind of transform their consciousness, but then also to have them go and interface with the community, do community education themselves, and also contribute something concrete to the community.
So, I mean, what could come of this is the next generation having really a sustainable culture in a way that we barely pay lip service to it, but aren't actually doing it. You're talking about having a consciousness that permeates throughout people who are in high school now.
Yeah, it's more like, it's not just being aware of what's going on, but it's like making a change. Because you can talk about something all you want to, but that's not going to change it. Like, you can whine about how, oh, blah, 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 the world's polluted, blah, blah, blah. But if all you're doing is whining, then you're not helping anybody. You have to, like, go out there and do something, and that's what we do at Earth Care and in Youth Allies.
So, Earth Care, it's, how long did you say you've been around?
We've been here for 6 years.
6 years. So, you're eventually you will get to the point where the youth who are in your programs graduate into the sort of working world and come back, and you've got generations of people doing this.
Yeah, in fact, one of our most recent hire that we have, let's see, Angela's second most recent hire, was actually one of the first teenagers that we worked with when we came in here to Santa Fe. So we worked with her on a really beautiful organic teen-run garden, and then she went off and got her degree in environmental studies and then came back, and now she's working for us. So
It's already happening.
It's already happening, yeah, and the youth are already on the board of directors, and it's very much youth participated and youth led as well. So.
And can I add to that too, that one of the purposes of the Youth Allies program in particular is to make sure that that next generation of leaders that return to the community and really are equipped with the skills that they need and the knowledge that they need to make a positive future for our community, that next generation of leaders is really representative of the diversity of our community. So that's why we pull youth really intentionally from the Native, Hispanic, immigrant, and Anglo community and try to teach them how to work together cross-culturally and then how to address social and environmental issues so that they can go on to college and learn more about what they're really passionate about and then come home and become, you know, the next city councilors, the next mayor, but that those folks are really representing the very diverse communities that we have here in New Mexico.
How are some of those leadership skills brought back to the schools that these young people are going to?
Well, because some of us, I know at my school, you know, I've been doing work with Youth Allies, so I did want to do sustainability in my school. So for a lot of my projects or things that I'd have to present to a large group of people or to the grades or things like that, you know, it'd be around the environment and sustainability. And a lot of people are doing that now, too, because they're doing extra projects on it. And people are starting to change the school system, or they're trying to, based on sustainability and what they've been learning at EarthCare or what they find is important.
Now, when you say change the school system, there's two things that come to mind. One is what's taught, and the other is how the infrastructure of the schools actually work, like their own water system and their own grounds and so on.
It would be something along those lines.
Yeah, one of the people that we're working with is Bianca Madrid. She's actually going to be coming on staff starting in August, and she's a Youth Allies person. She's been working with us for 2 years, learning with us. And what she wound up doing this last year is working with a partnership with Somos Pueblos Unidos and creating Know Your Rights for youth. So she was actually going back to the schools themselves and teaching like peer-to-peer her students, or not students, I'm sorry, her peers how to know your rights, so that if, you know, there was a lot of raids that were happening,
right,
and, you know, just knowing how to protect yourselves and how to know what authorities can do and can't do, because a lot of youth were stopped going to school.
I heard her speak the other day at one of your events, and she said teaching young people what to do if they come home and their parents have been taken away.
Yeah, and that's happening. So no matter what people's view are on immigrations and illegal immigrant populations being here, I mean, that is something that's really personal. So, and it's something that was keeping youth from going to school as well, as they're being afraid of being taken, going to school and then removed from their family, or coming home and having their family gone as well. So she really took that project on. And because when we look at sustainability, like I said, we look at it from a social justice, environmental, cultural perspective, economic perspective. Our organization teaches economics classes, we teach government classes, we teach environmental science classes in schools. So we really look at it as holistically as we can, because when we think about sustainability, it's like our ability to sustain what we want, right?
Now, the organization is called Earth Care International. You're based here in Santa Fe. What's the international piece?
Well, right now it's that we look globally. So we're working locally here in this community, and we're looking globally, internationally. In the future, what we're working towards is to be able to be a model that can be used in other communities as well. So right now in Brasilia, they're looking at how to use, we had a gentleman that came out here for a couple of weeks to learn about Earth Care and exactly what we're doing, to see how what is transferable to be over there in Brasilia, in Brazil. So we hope that there'll be Earth Care Santa Fe, there'll also be an Earth Care Albuquerque, and there'll be an Earth Care Denver, and an Earth Care Los Angeles, and an Earth Care,
right,
you know, all over the place, that'll be networked together. It'll all be locally based. So that's our plan with it.
And you can share the knowledge across all these different cities.
Exactly. It's not like it's a cookie cutter, like this, because even in Albuquerque would be different than it would be in Santa Fe.
Yeah, the water problems here are going to be different than in Arkansas.
You bet.
How can people get in touch with you if they want to know more about EarthCare and get involved?
Easiest way is to go to our website, which is earthcare.org, easy to remember. Or they can call our office, 983-6896. Yep.
Anything that you want to add before we go?
Well, I want to add that, you know, doing EarthCare and doing Youth Allies opened me up to, like, a lot of stuff. So, like Bianca said, our program doesn't, like, work with just youth and do just EarthCare. We get incorporated with other organizations as well. And so I did work with other organizations, too. And so that's kind of why this is, like, one of the better programs in Santa Fe. Because, you know, they don't, like, stick to one certain little group or little clique. They kind of, like, spread out. And they mesh with a lot of different groups so that the youth aren't learning just environmental stuff and things along those lines. But they're also learning social justice and what's going on in the world right now. And they're learning about the economy, like the Living Wage Network. We did work with them way in the beginning, though.
Yeah.
But still, you know, some of us carried through with that. And we went to living wage things, and we went to the city council meetings, and this organization just, like, really inspires people.
Well, it is certainly inspiring to have all of you on the air. Mercedes Downing, Bianca Saposi-Belknap, and Taylor Selby of EarthCare International on the web at earthcare.org. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to KSFR.